10 Girls from History by Kate Dickinson Sweetser, edited by Amy Pitts. Chapter 1. Kofa Chiki, an Indian princess of historic legend. It was a day in late April. In the flourishing Indian town of Upaha, a town lying on the east bank of the Savannah River, in what is now the state of South Carolina, an unusual commotion was evident. An Indian on the riverbank had noticed, with his far-seeing eyes, a strange sight on the opposite side of the river. The sunshine was flashing on glinting brass and steel implements, upheld by a host of strange foreigners who were massed near the river. Some were on foot, and others mounted on such animals as the Indians had never before seen. What was to be the next move of these strangers? Were they planning to cross the river and invade the Indian stronghold? Quickly, the Indian called around him the principal men of the village, sent a message also to the young and beautiful princess who had recently been made queen of the province of Kofa Chiki and of many neighboring provinces. This princess was so just and loyal and honest in dealing with her people that they loved her as though she had been a wise man instead of a young girl. Now she was quickly told of the strange spectacle across the water and came herself to view it. Then her counselors gathered around her to receive her commands, and several Indians, hurrying to the river, hastily embarked in their canoes, the rhythmic sound of their paddles echoing on the still air. Meanwhile, on the bank toward which they steered their canoes, there was an air of expectancy as the canoes came nearer, were grounded, as 6 stalwart Indian chiefs filed up the bank from the river and stood before the foreigners, who were no other than Hernandez de Soto, the Spanish general, and his band of adventurers. The chiefs made 3 profound bows, one toward the east to the sun, one toward the west to the moon, and one to De Soto himself. Then their spokesman asked, "Do you wish peace or war?" "Peace," answered De Soto promptly. "We ask only permission to pass through your province, transportation across the river, food while we are in your territory, and the treatment of friends, not foes."